You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Calm Cove podcast can help you sleep deeply all night long. Calm Cove has deeply relaxing meditation music and ambient sounds, like ocean waves and crackling fires. All of our episodes are designed to help you relax and to fall asleep fast. Calm Cove is brought to you by the team behind Sleep Cove, the sleep podcast that consists of spoken word hypnosis, meditation, and stories. So if you want to listen to a beautiful soundscape tonight, search for Calm Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see how we're helping millions of people relax and go to sleep every night.
I'm Melissa Sims, your host for A Mindful Moment. Thank you for joining me as we explore ways to increase mindfulness in our day-to-day experiences through weekly topics, expert interviews, and guided mindfulness meditations. Mindfulness is presence. It's awareness. It's paying attention to what is happening within us and around us. Mindfulness increases our emotional, physical, and mental well-being. It can also enhance our focus and productivity. Perhaps most importantly, in today's uncertain world, mindfulness strengthens our ability to be more compassionate toward ourselves as well as others. We frequently hear from many people that they don't meditate because they either don't have time, they don't understand what they are supposed to do, or they feel intimidated by it. Meditation is a very personal experience and can be different for everyone. But the main purpose of it is to become aware of the present moment and to simply be within that moment. One common misunderstanding about meditation is that you are supposed to have an absence of thoughts. It is nearly impossible to have no thoughts, and that is really not the goal. The goal is to allow your thoughts to pass without judgment or attachment, where you can observe them and not allow them to affect you. Our egos tend to latch onto our thoughts and send us down a spiral of tangents, never really allowing a rest period. Meditation is that rest period, where our minds can relax, even with the random thoughts. There are many methods to get to that space, but I'm going to guide you through a very simple meditation. You don't need any tools or equipment. All you need is a quiet and comfortable space. This is a brief meditation, but the more you practice it, you can increase the time you dedicate to your well-being. Longer periods of meditation can have profound positive effects on the brain. If you feel a little awkward and aren't quite sure what to do with your body, just allow yourself to be comfortable. You don't have to do anything with your hands, and you don't have to sit on the floor with your legs crossed. You can just rest your hands on your knees or in your lap. And you can do this sitting on a bed, on a couch, the floor, a chair, literally anywhere that you feel comfortable. Try not to lie down as you don't want to fall asleep. A more active posture is preferred, but if that is not comfortable, you can sit with your back against something for support. It is generally recommended to have your eyes closed during meditation, but we understand that that isn't comfortable for everyone. If you'd like your eyes open, gently rest your gaze on the floor. If you feel like you are ready to give it a try, let's begin. Find a comfortable space where you won't be disturbed. Close your eyes or rest your gaze. Take a moment to get all of your fidgeting out of the way. Now that you can focus, take a nice deep breath in through your nose, if possible. If that isn't possible, that's okay. Breathing through your mouth is just fine. After you have taken that first breath in, breathe out through the mouth. The next breath in should be a deep breath, filling up your lungs and expanding your belly. As you breathe out, try to make the breath out of the mouth nice and slow, taking slightly longer to exhale than you did to inhale. Let's take a few more breaths like this, in through the nose, nice and deep, and out through the mouth, nice and slow. As you breathe, you may notice that your thoughts are popping into your mind. That's okay. The fact that you noticed the thoughts means that you are in the present moment. Good job. Bringing our focus back to the breath, as you inhale, feel the air move down the body all the way to your feet. On the exhale, notice the air as it moves all the way back up. Take another deep breath, feeling the air move down to your knees. And now, as you exhale, all the way back up and out of your mouth. Now, as you inhale, feel the breath move into the belly, allowing it to expand the abdomen. As you exhale, feel the contraction of the stomach. On your next inhale, send the breath down into your heart, allowing it to expand in the chest, filling up the lungs. As you breathe out, feel the body relax even more. On the next few breaths, allow the air to move up the rest of the body, all the way to the top of the head. Notice how wonderful it feels to notice the breath moving throughout the body. Take a few more breaths on your own, appreciating the present moment. As we bring the meditation to an end, you can slowly open your eyes or refocus your gaze. Let's take two more breaths together, taking a nice deep breath in through the nose and exhale. Another breath in. And Until next time, I encourage you to meditate daily and be mindful in all of your everyday activities. Simply bring your full awareness to the present moment to build your mindfulness skills. Paying attention to every detail of what you're doing, from washing dishes to work tasks to taking a walk. Your mind will wander, and that's normal. Each time you notice it has wandered, that's mindfulness. Consider how wonderful the world could be if everyone was mindful. You can help make that happen. It all starts with a mindful moment. This podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other great shows like the Daily Meditation Podcast, Everything Everywhere, and Movie Therapy. We deeply appreciate your support at patreon.com/amindfulmoment. Our podcast is now available to view on our YouTube channel, so be sure to follow us there and on Instagram at A Mindful Moment Podcast. Visit our website, amindfulmoment.com, to access podcasts, scripts, and book recommendations. A Mindful Moment is written and hosted by Teresa McKee and or Melissa Sims. The Spanish version is translated and hosted by Paola Tayo. Intro music, Retreat by Jason Farnham. Outro music, Morning Stroll by Josh Kirsch. Media Right Productions. Thank you for tuning in. This podcast is produced by Work to Live Productions.